Mighty and great God, the powers of the heavens are shaken with the words that we have heard, for we see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And so we raise our heads and listen, knowing that our redemption is near. For this word about your word, we give thanks. And let us never use our reason against your truth. Help us to be and become ever more faithful. Amen. The days are surely coming, says the Lord. Oh, they're coming, all right. What kind of days? We're not quite sure. Jesus says further, be on your guard so that your hearts are not weighed down and the day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth, even us. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape and to stand before the Son of Man. But I'm afraid that for us, Advent has been reduced. We're often no longer as aware of the signs of the season. Oh, we know on what day Christmas cometh, but we fail to see it like a trap. We're not alert. We're not always praying, and goodness, most of us feel like all of our strength has been drained. This big holiday weekend and all, turkey and company and dinner and leftovers and all the shopping. Of course, what Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress, confusion, roaring of cash registers. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the whole world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. It's called Black Friday, after all. I assume that's because the sun and the moon are darkened when everybody gets up to go shopping. And everything is pointing toward Christmas. Shopping days and Christmas lights. And Santa is suddenly everywhere. Gift acquisition and wrapping as a bundled service. Christmas elevator music everywhere except on elevators. Pumpkin spiced everything. Everything. The Advent calendar with a chocolate treat for each day, as if Advent were a learned experience like live animals in a science experiment. The bell ringers at the door of every supermarket. You know, giving is the real reason for the season, right? Are these the signs so that when these things begin to take place, we can stand and raise our heads because our redemption is drawing near? Friends, I checked. It wasn't just because of the COVID pandemic. Do you know that Hobby Lobby has a whole section of their stores that takes up rather permanent residence for Christmas all year round? It never stops in that corner. There are ornaments and bows and decorations and new wreaths and figurines and lawn ornaments and, of course, trees. Lots of trees. And I can't quite figure it out. I mean, are they really counting on the fact that if some of us can't really figure out the days anymore, that any day in March or September or April or November could suddenly be the day? Sure enough, maybe we're just confused. Or maybe it's because they know that we know that Jesus is coming, and if we find out it's on June 12th, we got to have decorations or Christ will just pass our house by when he comes again. Really? Nah, I doubt it. It's not Hobby Lobby pressing us to remember, it's Jesus. who tells us to be on our guard every day so that our hearts are not weighed down with dissipation or drunkenness, and that the worries of this life catch us unexpectedly like a trap. It's Jesus recommending that we be ready at every moment for all the signs that all these things are taking place. And not just a birth and a beginning, but a consummation and the ending. And it's about trees and their leaves and shoots appearing out of old stumps, not the familiar tinsel types that come pre-lit, convenient and trendy from Hobby Lobby, although those are nice. All this attention, while quite lovely, pointing to our annual celebration of Christmas, sometimes only serves to dull or derail our senses for what time it really is. Which is not to say at all that we can't anticipate or that we shouldn't be celebrating Christmas, that we can't listen to certain songs or sing familiar carols until Christmas is nearer, or have parties or think about baby Jesus and the Holy Family and traveling and innkeepers and shepherds out in the fields. No, we can do all of that. Put up lights, light candles in the windows, make big, big stars. We should be planning for family gatherings and special meals and for going to church and tying up the cat and going to bed. Okay, that's something my preaching professor used to say. Don't tie up your cat, but you get the point, right? It's just that this is what Hobby Lobby never seems to know exactly. That if you just put out the old and bring in the new, it won't work. Here's Jeremiah singing a long, long time before Jesus ever came. The days are surely coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Or from the prophet Isaiah, a long, long time before Jesus too, in chapter 11, where he makes it about trees and its leaves. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Not an evergreen tree, but olive trees. Did you know that olive trees apparently grow for thousands of years? In and around Jerusalem, in and around Galilee, in and around Judah, olive trees literally bear a lot of history. If you ever have a chance to visit Gethsemane, just outside of Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives, the docents and the tour guides will remind you over and over about how olive trees seem to grow and die, and grow anew and die, and grow some more and die over and over. Some of the individuals there, they say, that is the olive trees in Gethsemane, are said to have predated Jesus' time by maybe 1,000 years or more even. And they're still alive. These trees, though, they just appear to stop growing one day. And they appear to be dead. The leaves fall off, the branches decay and fall away, and you're left with this old, gnarled stump. Good for nothing, or so it would appear. Now, if you lived in South Arkansas and you had one in your front lawn and this happened, you'd call someone with a big truck or a big piece of equipment, and you'd throw a chain around that sucker and you'd have it yanked out so you could put something else in its place. That's what we do. Because in South Arkansas, we don't have any experience with olive trees. We can't read their leaves. We don't know what season it is, and we don't know how they survive. But those who know olive trees that know once this happens in a few months, or mostly it's after a few years, that dead stump of a thing will suddenly send up a new shoot, inexplicably. A new green shoot with green leaves on it, new branches will follow, and the tree will grow and produce olives again. You can't do anything to make it happen. It just happens. Surprise. At a day and an hour when no one really knows, suddenly what seemed to be dead will be alive again. You can't really call it resurrection. The plant appears to be dormant, but somehow it's still alive. Somewhere, somehow, way down deep inside, and you just can't know when it's going to take place. And if you're not watching, or you fall asleep, or you're watching the big game on television, you will lose sight of what time it really is. But when you see it, Jesus says, look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout new leaves or when new shoots appear, then you can know the kingdom of God isn't dead either, but is drawing near again. You see, I wish we could just be more certain, more experienced, really, that we're waiting not only to celebrate a birth and a baby, but the King and His kingdom. That we don't just settle for new decorations and shiny new holiday paraphernalia, rather than looking and seeing and watching and believing that our dearest Jesus is coming again, like a branch of an old, old olive tree. That while we're worrying about Christmas parties and holiday concerts and end-of-the-year office hubbubs and think we've got Christmas all wrapped up in the bag, that we're not going to suddenly be caught unaware. For it comes upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. So be alert at every time, praying that you have the strength to escape all of these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man. Don't let Hobby Lobby be your only measure. Christmas is coming. Christmas is good. But it's not all about Christmas. Blessed be the Lord. Amen.